came to this country, and his parents, you know, they were raised by, you know, immigrants from Italy. So the family was so proud of him. He was the first person to go to college, but he couldn't go when he finished because World War II was on, so he couldn't go. But as soon as World War II was over, they sent their son. He was a really nice guy too. They sent him there to boast. Oh, we have a college graduate in our family here in America. But when he got there and they heard him speaking, they thought he was really ignorant because they never spoke. Nobody still spoke the dialect.
Oh,
so they thought he was really. They didn't think of him as this educated guy. They thought he was ignorant.
I've been chatting with this person that's from Boston, and she's from her family's from China. She hasn't seen him in 2 years. And
isn't she the one that said something really derogatory about Trump?
Or is that was someone that lives in Arizona. This one, she's Chinese, and
I told you my friend's
She lives in Boston.
Oh, my friend.
And she has family that's in Shanghai, China. No, I don't think she's that political. She's into finance.
Hey, Paul, I could use another tray. Can you find another tray? I think I'll make one more. Right, and then the rest of my turns are needed.
I've been texting her.
Okay. As soon as I put two more on, you can move this. And I need a piece of,
parchment paper? You notice I got more parchment paper.
Oh, did you? Well, that's good. It's very helpful.
You
use parchment paper too, don't you, Mary? Well, it helps clean, except I found two pans that somebody just, I can't believe they considered them clean. I mean, around the edges, it was ridiculous to find them like that. You can bring that over, Fletcher.
No, I got another package. So when one runs out, you have another.
Oh, good. Well, I'm going to make a meatball. I think if I make three of these trays, that's enough. You're right. What type of cake? See. I remember we put a rack in a pan. Remember?
Right.
And then we punctured holes in this tinfoil.
Yeah. Want to do that again?
Yeah. I'll work that out. Oh, Marie, I don't know how often you make meatloaf, but I got this recipe, and it was really good. First of all, it's in the magazine. They showed the bad examples, which I used to do, or Phil used to. You put it in a loaf pan, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, that's terrible. And they're right. The edge doesn't get brown because it's inside the loaf
pan. I've never put a meatloaf in it.
Okay. So then the other idea, they said, you put it in a pan, but all the fat, you know, that's, even though this is pretty lean, all the fat will accumulate, and it's sitting in oil.
But put it on a rack.
Yeah, put it on a rack. This is what they said to do. Put it on a rack. Puncture the put tin foil over it, the rack. Puncture
foil.
Oh, did I? Tin foil, aluminum foil. I closed it off. Put aluminum foil over it. Puncture a lot of holes so it drains, but it's sitting on the rack. So you're not sitting the meatloaf in all that fat. And it turned out great.
Yeah, so what's happened is that the meatloaf is roasting, because it's roasting.
Yeah,
if it's sitting in liquid, then it's not roasting. It's like sort of like steaming.
Yeah, so they showed the picture. And then they just say mold it like a loaf. So I was always putting it in a pan. So what I'm going to do is...
The parsley, salt, pepper, Parmesan cheese, and egg, breadcrumbs.
And the breadcrumbs I soaked in milk.
Oh, I didn't do it. But I used to soak the bread. I put like two slices of the regular bread.
What did you soak it?
Just wet it with water.
Oh, milk. Better clean something. Even anything wrong, but probably milk. My aunt, who was a wonderful cook, she never had time where there wasn't heavy cream in her. They weren't overweight, but she didn't use a lot, but she put a little of this.
Makes a big difference.
Like, and her, I think she must have done it one time. She made hamburgers, meat cake. My mother was a good cook. Didn't compare. Hers were so good. And then I remember one time I said, oh, yeah. She did not give her secrets out either. Not even to her own sisters.
Even the best chefs in the world give out, they get the recipes out.
And she had all these ideas from their father, who was the chef. But I remember one time he asked her, well, your mashed potatoes are so good. She got along with your Scott.
She's like, I put heavy cream on it.
Yes. She says, well, you put butter and heavy cream in it.
Well, I think your mother put heavy cream in her mashed potatoes, didn't she?
She might have. But my aunt always had, she added this cream. When you add cream to cream soup, you have to be careful with milk. Things curdle.
Well,
cream does not curdle.
In fact, there's a...
put a little cream in this and cream in... She put it in things I can't... Oh, and her other trick that she's... She did tell me this. Her pot roast was to die for it. And... if I was invited somewhere, they had previously had it. Oh, can you bring a pot roast again? But my aunt said, you know what she used for a thickener because she made gravy for it? Her German neighbor told her this hit. She would buy ginger snap cookies, which they still make.
I've heard of
it. And roll them in a, nowadays you have food processing, but smash them up and use that instead of flour or anything else. And it added that. Like, what is, you know, is that extra dish for taste? But it would be good, great.
One
of the last movies that Sean Connery made was called Phineas Forrester. And it was sort of about a story about, the author, L.J. Sal, I think his name was.
Okay,
The Catcher in the Rye.
Oh, it's Salinger.
Yes, it's sort of like the story of that because Salinger, he is known for The Catcher in the Rye. And then he did write some other book that I did read, but it was like a collection of short stories.
One famous book.
But there was one he did write this other book. It was a collection of short stories. I did read that. I completely forgot about that. But he did write this one book, The Catcher in the Rye. This book that was like
How does this relate to?
Okay. Well, anyway, I'm saying Frank Forrester was the Sean Connery, he was this character. They wrote this famous book, and he was sort of like, I think he was sort of like L.G. Salinger, where he sort of disappeared.
Okay, but how does this relate to
in the story, what happened was this black guy befriends him, and he talks about soup questions, and he talks about how he always stirs the soup, and he stirs it because he adds milk to the soup. He didn't put cream, he put milk, and he said, why do you keep stirring your soup? And he says, because they added milk to it.
Oh, right. Because if it was creamy, you wouldn't have to.
I read something that when you want to make really good hamburgers, whether it's in the grill, while you're cooking it, put an ice cube on it.
Oh, I think I read that too.
I saw that recently.
They say they come out moist.
Oh.
No, I saw that recently.
And that doesn't make sense to me. I don't know.
Makes more sense. You still know Chuck Schumer, what a fucking idiot he is. Well, he was doing this commercial a while back. This is maybe while Trump was running.
I always roll mine like this.
What?
When I made my meatballs, I used
to. Oh, they're not perfect, but they're okay. Anyway, he was doing this video, a commercial.
He's an asshole.
And he's on his patio, probably he probably has a place in D.C. and one in New York. I can't tell
where. Probably rich.
And they're making fun of him because they're uncooked yet, right? You could tell he had them on the grill. They're doing promotional shots, and he's putting cheddar cheese on top of them. But they're obviously not been cooked yet, and he's putting cheddar cheese on that. You can see it, I'm sure, because people made so a joke of it. Plus, other joke was, isn't he Jewish? Because they don't eat, they don't mix dairy with meat.
No.
So, but the main thing was that, because he may not be a kosher, the main thing was, they were obviously fresh meat cakes, right? Or meat, and they're shown with the cheese slice on top. They're uncooked. Everyone said, what a fake. It's just like, Waltz that was running with Harris. they were doing this two macho videos for him to make him look like he's a He-Man. One was he's out hunting with a gun, obviously, a rifle, I guess, and he's holding it a way that no one would hold it, which is weird. Didn't he have other people that knew how to hunt near him to tell him that? The other one, he's looking.
I wonder if he was looking down the barrel of the gun.
No, but he was holding. I don't know much about that. But you're supposed to. I don't know. You know more about guns. I know nothing about. I don't know if you're supposed to have this unlocked and down. But the way it
he
was,
he never had one anything in the chamber.
No, but this was. What is it clicked? So the
it wasn't
gun.
Clicked, yeah.
Yeah, but the whatever people who know how to hunt said, who the hell did he get to go pose with? Didn't the person also? They were both clueless. The photographer, the other people. Didn't they obviously nobody really knew how to hunt.
Which is the asshole? Was it Carey, the one that shot himself in the foot?
Well, he
John
got...
John Carey.
Yeah, John Carey.
And he got
two,
Purple Heart, too.
Not
two
one, purple, he got two.
Two Purple Hearts.
But people researched it, and they said it was really embarrassment because he hurt himself in both cases. But the other thing that guy...
I
put that milk away once today. Don't leave it out.
I won't give Jim Carrey also got in trouble because he said he was in Vietnam when he wasn't in Vietnam.
It wouldn't have been so bad. He was in Vietnam. If he had stuck to Vietnam, but he wanted more empathy.
Christmas Eve, yeah.
Christmas Eve. They looked, they're so stupid. Someone investigating looked up. He wasn't in December. He wasn't in Vietnam. So how were you spending your Christmas Eve or Christmas Day on the Delta, whatever river, when you weren't there.
Hillary landed under gunfire. Yeah. Remember that time?
And they had the video of her landing. The girls had bouquets of flowers.
We had a duck and run for sure.
And Williams, I forget what his first name is. Williams was an evening anchor on one of the ABC channels. And he also said he was being shot at. And whoever, I don't know, I guess the pilot was a Republican or whatever. And he said, the person came out and said, I flew it, and we were not under fire at any time.
Now, my uncle that I got.
They couldn't prove that remark was false. He lost his evening news site.
Well, yeah.
He's Brian Williams, his name. Now he's on MSNBC or one of those. But he was on either NBC or ABC, and he lost his evening.
Because he should.
He said that. It was not true. So it's really terrible. But I also thought there's a guy, Luthenthal, I think his name is. He's been a senator, I think he's a senator from Connecticut. He's definitely for
decades, right?
Huh?
For decades, right?
Oh, yeah, a long time. And I'm so upset with Connecticut because it came out while he's running again, because he's been there a long time, that he said he was a veteran of Vietnam.
Stolen
that. And that's, yeah, stolen that. And they looked it up. He was never, never was in. Why would you say something like
now
that? And guess the worst thing is they public still voted him in office.
Well, because they're stupid. They're stupid. Stolen ballots. Yes, they take that very serious.
I know. Well, Waltz also made it seem like, he said something about the weapon. Combat weapon. He was never in combat.
He never handled a weapon, I heard.
Yeah. And the only place he was in.
Hello?
The only place he was in is Italy. The last time most people went to Italy, they didn't have to carry it.
Now, I know my uncle was at the Battle of the Bulge because they killed him.
Yeah, they killed
him. So we got the flag.
He was probably pretty young, too.
Yeah.
See, my father was so old, I think I told you, they called him Gramps. That's how old he is. Well, Paul, you're right. You need to put these in the oven. They need to bake for it until they get like brownish and then I'll put them in the sauce. And then you're right. I think instead of making tons and tons of meatballs, I think we should make the meatballs, even if I reheat it or something. But we need to do the same thing. We put it on this tray.
Is it 350? Is that the
right? 371.
But the wrong temperature.
But it was 375. I think 375 would be on.
Okay.
Well, you might as well. I read this years ago.
You said.
Unless it's a cake. Because it's going to cook better here than sitting here waiting. It doesn't need to go sitting there. It makes sense, too. But I don't know if we don't really have. Unless you want to try to put another tray for the bottom.
Put it on the bottom. bottom.
No, I've done that. It's not a good. Does it work? I don't think it does. I know someone did it recently. I don't agree. It doesn't distribute. It's not really meant as a cooking spirit. I mean, some things it might be all right. Meatballs probably would be better to put it in here. Okay, you got two more trays. We'll check what they look like in 20 minutes.
I was going to say about the, I don't know if you know this, but there's a certain artistry that goes into this. There's a certain field of artistry, like people that specialize in this sort of thing.
What sort?
It's people who design food displays for advertisement.
Oh yes,
absolutely. So what they do is they take.
Oh, and they use shaving cream instead of whipped cream.
For making cereal, they realize that the milk does not look good. So what they use is they use white glue.
I know.
These things and stuff.
And then
what happens, and with the meat, what they do is they want to make it like the meat look like you have like more meat than you actually do. So they're not going to take a cooked hamburger, but they'll take it as a raw hamburger and they'll paint it and they'll put smear marks on it. So that looks like you have more meat than you actually do.
Yeah, you can't eat anything they photograph. Well, I don't know.
In fact, when I was at the school, what happened, what we did was...
I can't think of his name. Tucci. Stanley Tucci. I wonder if his are real food. But because it's for his book. They could be real food.
So what happened was...
People, while you're talking like this, I need you to talk and... Get it? What type of tray did you get? Remember, we need a tray that will sit in a pan. This blue foil. The wrap. I know we had a problem. Oh, that looks good. Okay. Okay, now you can get the pink one or the blue one. And hope holds up. I think this is too much. I think we need two. I think this is too much meat that makes it so.
I think it's too much meat.
I'm bigger. Well,
you can try one and then see if
any of them. We haven't
got any pieces. No, I tried it after the prime and stuff there.
Okay,
I did a couple times. I put it on the. I never know. Usually the problem is he's come so late, I don't even know who's there.
Should we form it on top of the pan? No.
No, we'll have to. I just want to get an idea of it.
If you make it really big, make it really big.
I don't think I should use more than this amount. And I think if you remember, I think we actually used that. I know Laura didn't like that. Flapping, but it made it easier to lift it up. You know, that piece of pan thing?
Yeah.
Maybe we could get two. You might have to reform it. I don't know. That.
Flip it around and you do the other side?
Yeah. Looks like I'll be making two.
That's for tomorrow night.
Oh, tomorrow night. I think I'm going to freeze.
Oh.
Frank comes by if he's one by himself.
Yeah, he doesn't eat for 3 days and then he eats enough for three men.
Frank's metabolism reminds me of my mom's father. He's very skinny and he wouldn't even eschew dessert to.
He loved dessert. My mother would actually make.
We love to go. I'd go with him, and you just love to go to the cafe casino.
I love that place. I was so sad when they closed.
Yes.
And I heard that they would always let their employees at the end of the night take on all the food.
Really? Yeah.
In fact, there was this one.
And they had two. They had one down in Phoenix at the cafe, the original center. And they had one on Scottsdale Road. I thought he died and went to heaven.
McDowell and Scottsdale Road. We used to live near there.
Oh, wow. This is so great.
Their onion soup was delicious.
Oh,
their pastry.
Pastry. Reminded me of what you get in Little Italy.
Yeah.
One time I had this tart. I didn't know what it was. It was this tart. It was like a coffee tart. And it was round. It had sort of brown. It had like a brown, like a sugar, like some sort of like coating, like this icing coating. Then it was topped off with a coffee bean. And it was so delightful.
Custard.
It was like some sort of custard. I don't know exactly what it was.
Yes, wonderful.
Yes, they do. They had excellent food.
They had onion soups too. They had onion soups. They had all these onion soups.
I like their fish soup. My favorite soup. It's plump and made for everything.
I'll make it next year.
It's got the main part and apple two meals. Next time you have to go.
Last time I made two gigantic ones. So this is the tray underneath and the poke holes. And then it gets brown on all sides, and it's not sitting in fat, and it's not pale like the ones in the pan. And you can take it out. The last time I made it, when I took it out, because that was when there was bowl of whatever people, I put it on a big platter, and I pre-sliced it off.
Yeah, that's a better way to do it. I used to sometimes put an egg wash on it. I don't know why. The last time
I made it, and I get the recipe out, half an hour before, I can't move it up now. You made a glaze. It was like with brown sugar, ketchup, and stuff. And you made a glaze that went on, but not for the beginning, but towards the last half an hour. That's cool. So that was really nice. So then it really looked like brown.
You freeze it, then you can put the glaze on when you defrost it. Because you're going to have to put it in the oven.
Right. Now, or I could tell you what, if I cook them, I could try reheating them and say I'll make Monday's dinner.
Yes. And then, Jill, you do it easy. Throw a couple of baked potatoes in the oven.
Yeah.
And you get some string beans. Keep it simple. You tend to make it too
hot. I realize, most of them are going to be not here tonight. And Leah, I said, what happened? And she was supposed to meet Figaro. Apparently, where she lives, the bus stops. But you have to be standing there. If she's not there, he takes them to the Y. So she, another return, got there late. So now they're at the Y. But they can stay till 6. But she said they are having some work problems. I said they could bring them early. Hey, Paul, do you know how to, I'm going to look at that magazine with the chopped meat. This one, the only problem with these, this one's got a lot more meat than this one. So this one's going to cook faster, a lot smaller. I forgot about that glaze. It wasn't that mature to buy it. Oh, I also put a little bit of, I don't know, maybe I put a little tomato sauce inside.
Inside.
I got to clean my hands.
So there are so many different ways to make the same thing.
I think I've said this before, but I used to love the meatloaf the next day.
A lot of people will eat it the next day.
I really liked it. I would put mustard on the bread.
I like eggplant the next day. I eat a lot of food the next day.
Yeah.
And Gina won't eat any leftovers.
Well, if it's something I like eggplant, I've never gotten to this point yet, but I can't perceive myself being upset if I had it every single day for a month.
That's why I feel like noodles. Last night I had egg noodles with butter and Parmesan cheese, and I can eat that every night.
Yeah, I like
pasta. My granddaughter Taylor is the same thing. That's our comfort food.
But of course, And I think I told you I had this friend, Eileen. She's one of nine kids. Although her oldest sister, at a very young age, started to join a convent. But, I mean, there were nine kids. So, Mrs. Bonner, three times a week, she's here at hospice. And I used to joke with her. I said, the most I ever had is twice a week. You have it. You're Irish.
Yeah,
you
make it on Sunday and sometimes.
But the thing with Ben, Lauren interrupted his, now if I serve pasta, well, she says, you might as well share chocolate cake, layer cake. Well, I can't believe they're equally bad for you.
I can eat it every night.
And I would take a dish of spaghetti over chocolate cake any day.
Well, I don't repeat. I want the most.
Well, but I could only pick one. It would be the pasta.
I love pasta.
Well, it's not that bad if you don't have a huge helping of pasta.
Yeah.
You have a modest helping.
Yeah, my uncle that was the doctor.
Mostly salt.
He said
the salt.
If he has an Italian patient, and he said to lose weight, you can't tell him not to eat pasta anymore because that's what they live on. You can't tell a Polish guy, don't have any kielbasa, but have less.
Have less and
the Marie said to put the milk away.
It's empty.
Oh, it's empty. Did you put the bottom on yet?
No,
you might as well just. Well, there's no hurry.
We're gonna wait for the meatballs to be done.
I'm gonna.
Want to put the timer on for the meatballs? How much?
I think there's
no timer on. I think.
Oh shit.
Go ahead. Alexa, how much time on the timer?
There are no timers safe.
I mean, you're right. I could have been. Just like your eyeglasses. You were convinced you could have seen
I can't believe I knew
it. Man, I can't believe that you happened to take a photograph of your glasses in a shopping. That's amazing.
What I usually do is I make sure when I leave the shopping cart, I make sure there's nothing on the shopping cart. I must not see that.
That's amazing, though.
I'm so surprised that they were able, they didn't, no one noticed the glasses and they put them glasses down.
That was nice. Of course, maybe they realized their prescription. Or maybe they're just honest people.
It's nice that there's people honest enough to bring it to us because the Boston family.
Well, that's why it makes me nervous about my glasses that are not prescription. I worry somebody's going to want them.
Well, maybe you should get a pair of glasses that are not as expensive.
I was going to keep. Remember, I said if you wanted a spare pair, I'd go back and get it.
Well, now.
Now you have a spare.
Now I have. Maybe I can get a pair.
Glaze wall feet. But Chris, this is it. So I need ketchup.
You want the ketchup?
And apple cider vinegar and some white brown sugar. So here's the examples they want to show.
Look, ketchup.
This is the one that's gray. This is the one that's greasy. And I did put, by the way, I did put the unflavored gelatin.
Apple cider vinegar?
And apple cider vinegar.
What would that be?
I'm like, what's up for this? Light brown sugar and coriander and a little hot sauce.
Substitute honey?
I don't know.
Substitute honey instead of brown sugar?
That's honey.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You have brown sugar?
The brown sugar would be on this side, but the vinegar should be over there. I did buy a bottle. You didn't want to do it, but if you remember, it said to put it under the broiler. 5 minutes.
I think the broiler.
Yeah,
broiler is troublesome. I wouldn't want to do that.
Oh, and they wanted to cook. Remember, you thought it was too little, but they said 35 to 140 degrees. Then they wanted the broiler. Well, you could just test it, but well, I think it should be towards the end. These are getting there. made with lemons. Maybe you can make some lemonade. For a super. What?
Making some iced tea.
Iced tea with lemon.
Iced tea with lemon, that's right. I'm not adding any sugar to it.
I think we need to cook the meatloaf at least 50 minutes. And then you could fix the table. So I have the flames. It's already.
It says 412 on it.
I think
this should be thrown away.
Okay. It's a shame no one ate it. I made it. It's too much stuff in the refrigerator. People can't even see what we have.
You can't say it. People couldn't see it. It's in a see-through glass container.
I know, but I think they wouldn't have it.